Shalom Aleichem, everyone. Welcome to the Life and Torah of our leaders. Derech Klal, every other Tuesday, Be'ez Hashem. Special welcome to our Torah Anytime viewers and listeners. Be'ez Hashem, be joining the share. This series has been sponsored by Rabbi Yitzchak Saflis, Bottom Line Marketing Group, and his family, as a schus, for himself, his family, the listeners, and Gan's Klal Yisrael. And again, if you haven't picked up The Practical Guide to Winning Relationships, Rabbi Yitzchak's new book, it is very, very informative, very helpful, and very enjoyable to read as well. So pick up your copy. Okay, we are continuing. We had 2 weeks ago done the Shara Ephraim, Rebbe Ephraim HaKoyim from Vilna, two shiurim ago, I should say. And then the last year we did his son, Rebbe Aryeh Yehuda Leib. We go back now to the Tkufa of the Shara Ephraim in Vilna. And today we're going to learn about Rebbe Aaron Shmuel Koydenover, otherwise known as the Birchas HaZevach on Kodshim, in the Asifas Zekeinim on Kodshim, and also in the back of your Gemara, under the Rosh, is the Tiferes Shmuel, amongst other Sfarim that he wrote. This is Rabbi Aaron Shmuel, Koydenover. Okay, and the Sharblat of the Tshuvas of Rabbi Aaron Shmuel, called Amuna Shmuel, it refers to his father as Ben. He's the son of Hayoshish, the older one, V'nichbad, Karav Rabbi Yisrael. In the end of the Hakdama of Birchas HaZevach, Rev Shmuel, we're going to call him Rev Shmuel, because that's how he was called, as we'll see soon, he signs his name as Ben Haroshva Kotzin, Harav Rabbi Yisrael. And also in Simon Yud Beis, he signs it Ben HaKotzin. So it sounds like he was some leader of the city, some chashuv person, Avdavka Rav. He's calling him Hanichbad HaKotzin, Harosh, Rabbi Yisrael. We do not know the name of his mother. However, in the Sefer Das Moish and Parshas Truma, from the son of the Kozhin Sir Magid, he brings from his father, he writes, V'zoi Sipur La'adeni Avimari, about the mother of Arava Kodesh Merin Rav Shmuel Kodenover, Shalehoisi Adas Lispalo Klum, she had no idea, she didn't know how to daven. Seems she didn't know Lashon HaKodesh even. Amnam b'shas halakas ner shel Shabbos, or at least she knew how to say brachas, but she didn't know how to daven, it says. But at the time of halakas ner of Shabbos, hispala b'loshen rusyas, she davened in Russian, yiratzen she b'no Shmuel talmid chacham, that her son Shmuel should be a talmid chacham. This is what the Kozhin Sir Magid said over about the mother of Reb Shmuel Koydenover. He's called Koydenover because he was born in a city called Koydenov. Koydenov today is called, I don't even know how to pronounce it, I'll spell it for you, D-Z-Y-A-N-Z-H-Y-N-S-K, Janzink or something. So it's a city near Minsk, of southwest of Minsk. What year about? There's different in the historians. Baruch the year Shin Ayin Dalid, 1614. In Nachal HaShiva, Simon Memhei, he writes, there he's talking about if someone had a name added to him because of Rachmana Litzlan, a sickness, so they made an added name. So does the added name go in the beginning of the name, or is it second? So how should, in other words, how should he sign Negiah to a get, Negiah to be called up to the Torah? So he says, I think we once mentioned this in the Shir on the Marsha, I think. He says, I see the Gedolim of the generations now and earlier generations, they didn't come to a clear conclusions. For example, Mareinu Rav Shmuel Idlish, that's the Marsha, he signed his name Shmuel Elazar, B'Shem Harishain Tchila. So his name was Shmuel. They added name Elazar or Eliezer. I don't remember which one it is. And he still called himself Shmuel first, Shmuel Eliezer. And the Kli Yakar, whose name was Shloime Ephraim. So really, his name was Ephraim. Shloime was added. So they added name first. So by the Marsha, the added name went second. By the Kli Yakar, the added name went first. Vagoy Marash Kadenover Siperli, and he says that Shmuel Kadenover told me that Sheshmoy Bishas Milosu Haya Aaron. By his bris, he was called Aaron. And because of a chayli, he was nishtana Shmuel Shmuel. V'karo b'shem Shmuel. They called him Shmuel. That's why he was always called Shmuel Koydenover. And that was the added name. But he would sign his name Aaron Shmuel. So he put the added name second. But he was referred to as the added name as Reb Shmuel Koydenover. He himself referred to himself as Reb Shmuel Mivilna, as we'll see, because he was from Vilna. But in the Velt, he was known as Reb Shmuel Mivilna, but also Reb Shmuel Koydenover. In Birchas HaZevach, in Tmura Tazvava Mebeis. So he says, this is what I heard, B'Shem She'eri, from my relative, Harav Agaldom, Reiner of Yeshua Zatzal Mikak Krakow. So this is Reb Shua from Krakow, the Magine Shloimai, Chuvas Pnei Yeshua. We had Shiurim about him. And he was a relative of, somehow, of Reb Shmuel Kaidenover. Who were his Rabbeim? So, in Simen Chav Ches, in Simen Chav Tes, in the Chuvas, in Tiferet Shmuel, Chai Shemishbat, in Shinayin Beisif Hei, and in Shin Samaches, he writes, Moiri V'Rabbi, Hagoyin Marein Rav Yaakov Milublin. Rav Yaakov Milublin is the father of the Rebbe of Heschel, as we'll see, also from Lublin. And so he calls him my Rebbe, Rabbi Yaakov Milublin, and also in Bircha Shmuel Ala Taira, Parshas Vayishlach, he quotes from Rabbi Yaakov Milublin. In Parshas Vayichi, this week's Parsha, in Bamidbar, and in Birchas HaZevach, Samach Gimel, Bar Aleph, and Zvachim, in other places as well, as we'll see later in the Shem, Birchas HaZevach, he quotes, Meiri V'Rabbi Hagoyin Marein Rav Heschel Zatzal. So he learned, he calls both Rabbi Yaakov Milublin and the Rebbe Reb Heschel Milublin, Rabbi Yaakov's son, as his Rabbi. Now both of them were really Rosh Hashivas in Brisk earlier, before they went to Lublin. Rabbi Yaakov was a Rosh Hashiva in Brisk, and the Rebbe Reb Heschel helped out his father in Brisk. We had a shiur on the Rebbe Reb Heschel, you could go and refer to that shiur. But so he was in Brisk. So it's mistaber that that Reb Shmuel Kaidenover learned by them in Brisk. That's what the assumption is. In the Kunches Achron, there's a Kunches Achron, the end of Sefer Chanukah Zatayra from the Rebbe Reb Heschel, and they have a Toldos over there of their friend Gedolim, and one of them, Shmuel Kaidenover, so it says over there they learned by him in Lama Lifnei Abivrisk, which makes more sense. Brisk is at least closer to Kaidenov than to say it was in Lublin, which was later on, and much further, of course. Eventually, he went to Vilna. We don't know if he went to Vilna to learn. He went to Vilna to get married. But he went to Vilna. And over there, he refers to as his Rebbe, the Chalkas Mechaikik. Reb Moshe Lima, the Chalkas Mechaikik. Like it says in Simen Nun Beis, Upamacha Shalti is Meir Rav. Meir V'Rabbi Hamanech, Meir Rav Moshe Bezin Mivilna. He says, I asked my Rebbe, the Reb Moshe of Mivilna. In Tshuva Semach Tzedek, Simen Chav Tes, he writes, Hinei Achacha Mashalem Amushlem Reina Reb Shmuel Vilna, the Reb Shmuel Mivilna, Higid Li B'Shem Rabbo Yerav Agolto Amuflam Amuflug Mareina Reb Moshe Mivilna. So the Chalkas Mechaikik, he refers to as his Rebbe as well. Again, whether he learned there, or he went to the city, and because he was in the city, he called him his Rebbe, and he became his Rebbe, unclear, but those are the three people in his Sfarim he refers to as his Rabbi. He married his wife from Vilna in Tiferet Shmuel on the Rosh in Shabbos, Is Memtes. I don't remember which parak is it. One second. Let's cut this quickly. Perek Aleph. Okay, to find the Maramachim, but okay, I'm not seeing it right now, but in Timon Memtes, I think it's a Perek Aleph. Okay, it's bothering me now. Why? If I don't know the right Maramachim, so everyone can look it up. Let me just quickly find the page. So now you can see how many pages I print out. Here it is, yes. See, it's a Shabbos Perek Aleph. I'm sorry, it's Sivkata Nun. Ois Nun. So it's a good thing we looked it up. In Ois Nun, in Tiferet Shmuel, Ois Nun, we'll correct in our notes. Kemasasi Muga Balfasi Shalmoiri Chami. This is what I found. The way it was corrected in the Rif of my Shver. Ha'oluf Hadayan Marin Rav Avram Rebbe Lazrish Zal Mikak Vilna Reb Avram, Rebbe Lazresh was his shver. He was one of the dayanim in Vilna. And Reb Shmuel also became part of the Bezdin in Vilna. In Beis Hillel, Yaredeya Kuf Pei Zayin, he writes, We don't know exactly when Reb Shmuel became on the Beis Din in Vilna, but we do know in Tav Yud, which is 1650, he was already a dayan there, because the Beis Hillel says that this happened in Vilna, and the psak was mipi harav chelkas mechaykik, b'tzirav harav bal berchaz azevach, the chelkas mechaykik, the berchaz azevach, Zebach v'oisi, and the Beis Hillel says is me as well. And over there also in Simon Kuf Yud and Beis Hillel and Yerdeav Kuf Yud, Maisa Bekak Vilna, there was another story in Vilna, and there was a psak that came from the Chelkas Mechaykek, whatever the case was, Leheter, and V'hiski Mimu Hagoyin Marein Rav Heschel Mikrakow, and the Rebbe Rav Heschel from Krakow also agreed to the Chalkas Mechaykek. Aval HaRav HaGoyim Rein Rav Shmuel V'gam Anoichi Pasakna L'chumra. But Rav Shmuel Kaidin Oiver and myself says the Beis Hillel we Pasakna L'chumra. V'amar HaGoyim Chalkas Mechaykek B'zeh Loshen. And the Chalkas Mechaykek said the following. Av Shaden Niri Imi Lahater. Even though it seems that I am correct that it's Mutter like myself and the Rebbe Rav Heschel. Aval Pikein Ani Maskim L'daitchem. However, he says I'm still going to agree with you. You, the Beis Hillel, you, the Birchas HaZevach, to aser it. Now the Beis Hillel left Vilna, about the Tav Yud Aleph for that neighborhood. That's when the Shach became put on the Beis Din as well. And like we said from in the Shir on the Shaar Ephraim, that the sometime around that time the Shaar Ephraim was also on the Beis Din. Like Dakdam and the Shaar Ephraim, his son writes that the president was Reb Ephraim, Reina Rav Aron Shmuel Kadenover, Amrin Rav Shapsi, the three, the Shach, the Birchaz HaZevach, and the Shaar Ephraim, and Rog Zaretz Tachashlisha Ela, the land trembled under these three, and he wrote, and above them, the greatest of them all, was the Chalkas Mechaykek. Now the Shach was also his Mechutin, the Shach was his Mechutin, he calls him my Mechutin, because the Shach's brother Reb Nachum was married to the Reb Shmuel Kaidenover's daughter, was his son-in-law. Now, he had a few sons-in-laws, I think three, but we're going to say something about his daughter. I don't know if it's this daughter or not, but that's where it comes in here. The Tzemach Tzedek, Tzimun Kuf Gimel, writes, He shamaras bas achacham ha-shalim, Rav Marin Rav Shmuel Mivilna, the daughter of the Chacham HaShalim Rav Shmuel Mivilna, he gida b'teres edus. She came and said, edus, she edas b'vir, she isha azoy, she knows clearly this woman that they were talking about. He pila nefil, she unfortunately had a miscarriage, b'kak Israel b'gol kak apta, in the city of Ezerov, which is in the region of Apta. That was after the terrible destruction in Lublin, as we'll see in Sukkis of Tav Tez Zayin. So he was accepted Eidos from this woman, the daughter of Marina Rav Shmuel Vilna, whatever was Nagia to the case over there. It was Nagia, her husband was killed, and so I guess Shaila maybe, I don't remember, of Chalitza, of Yibam or something like that, of Chalitza or whatever, and she had a nafel, so she took he took Eidos from her. Now, his relationship with the Shach is very interesting. In Simen Chav Gimel, he writes, Avol Roshum Etzli Kamashkoge Sheshoga Rav Abach. It's written by me, it says, I have a list of mistakes that the Bach made. This is what he writes, the Reb Shmuel Kaidenover writes in Simen Chav Gimel. V'huva b'sefer mechutani sefsekayin, and these are brought in the sefer of my mechut in the Shach. U'mi'iti yatza advarim taidu lekel. Even though he wrote it, you should know they came from me. That's the first thing. Later on in that Shuvah he wrote, Gam Shogag Mechutani, my Mechutin also made a mistake. V'chachti v'alponav, and I told him about it. And he was Mehoidu L'dvarai, Mechutin was admitted to me, V'tiknu b'sefer Nekudas HaKesef Shechiber, and he fixed it in the Nekudas HaKesef that he composed later on. And Simon Memhei writes again, U'mechutani Rav Baal HaShach Shogag B'Avanasa, my Mechutin the Shach made a mistake in the understanding. In Nachal HaShivah Simon Nun Beis, he writes, V'chein kibalti mimoi v'rabi. He says, this is what I was mekabel from my Rebbe. He says, and this was negia to Svek Svekas. We know the Shach and Kuf Yud has a whole countress of rules of Svek Sveka. He writes, Uma Shemali Kavase Hevi Raya Medivrei HaShach. He says this, that you brought a raya from the words of the Shach. Les nu lahani klali dekal mechutani. The klalim that my mechutim put together, you don't have to pay attention to. Ukvar yesh li yugim gvile binyan sveka. And I have 13 gvilim, 13 pages of on the inyanim of Svek Sveka, so he dismisses the klalim of the Shach and Svek Sveka. In the Nachal HaShivah Chelek Gimel in Simen Nun, he says an unbelievable thing. And this shows you the godless of who he was. Kol mashachidish malos, he tells the Nachla Shiva, whatever your machadish, he says, take it back. He says, I say, divrei shkaga amnam danti. He says, whatever you said is a mistake. He says, but I was Daniel Likaf Schus. Why? Because probably ain't Sefer Beis Yosef Tachas Yad Malos. You probably don't have the Sefer Beis Yosef. He says, and probably you paid attention to the Achroinim. Who are the Achroinim? The Sefer Taz and Shach. Vani says, Loi Kein Ikariski. That's not how I learn. I don't learn Achroinim, I only learn the earlier Paiskim and the Shas, the Rif, the Ramam, the Rosh, Shakal Taliboy. Because if you learn the Achroinim, they mix you up and they mix up your memory. Listen to what he writes. Everything that the Taz and Shach is interesting, the Shach was from his Bismedrash, so to speak. The Taz also, he writes. Everything that the Taz wrote, Bisifrayim, Roiv Hadvar Manachainim, most of the things that they said correctly, Mipi Mariv Rabizal, Mibes Mizrashenu. That came from my Rebbe, our Rebbe, and from our Bismedrash. And what's an Enei Bar, what's not so clear, Humidas Achainim, that's their own Das. He says, I'll show you bundles of mistakes on every page of their svarim. I'll kane and ask you, so I don't handle with their svarim at all. And I'm giving you an etza. Yesh limker sifrayim. You should sell their svarim. The liknis arba turim in Beis Yosef. Buy a tour with a Beis Yosef. Ukvar kasa Beis Yosef b'tshuva. The Beis Yosef himself wrote in the tshuva that any die in the paskins without having the sefer Beis Yosef levanav bevade yishke b'hiroisav. He's for sure going to make a mistake. And in Simon Lamentes and Emunah Shmuel, he says it again. Before I start, I'm going to tell you. I don't look at Achrayim. Especially the Achrayim from this generation. I don't pay attention to the way they pass in their Achra at all. So this was in Vilna. Now, as we know, from the Shar Ephraim, and we know from the Berah Gaila, and we know from the Shach, and from others as well. In Vilna, in Tav Tes Vav, so in all the history books, and myself also, till I started really learning things, they say it happened Tach V'Tat. We know Tach V'Tat was earlier, and it was south, and it was in the Ukraine. In Tav Tes Vav is when all this stuff, all this trouble, not exactly the same thing, but it came up all the way north to Vilna. So, in Akdama to Birchas Hazavach, he writes, Belev Nishbar, he starts off with a broken heart. And you can look over there, but of course, only picking out pieces of it. Miyad Hashem Asher Nogabi, from the Yad Hashem that touched me. Ubi Tzoris Rabbis, and from the Tzoris, Bafaych Hashem Kak, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu turned over the city of Vilna. Bitzileni Hashem, Mecherev, Sheshalto Sham, and Hashem saved me from the sword that was there. The upaga bi ari v'adayv, so I was saved from the sword, but then I met up with the ari and the daiv. Biras smucha l'kak Lublin, the city that was close to the city of Lublin, which means that he ran from, and this happened with the Shach as well, as we said in the Shiran the Shach, he ran from Vilna to Lublin, which is 600 kilometers. It's a pretty far run. And he was in the city near Lublin, as we'll see in a moment. So he was saved from Vilna, and he ended up in Lublin. His son, in the Akdama to Birchas Shmuel, and we're going to be bouncing back and forth between the Birchas HaZavach and the son in Birchas Shmuel. In the Akdama to Birchas Shmuel, he writes that it was in the city of Kurva, Kuvav Reish Vavav Aleph, that's a city that's near Lublin. And he says, Gamavi Hagoyin Shayreitzel Atzel Nafshe, my father wanted to save himself. He jumped off from a tall roof. He jumped to a deep place. He dislocated his foot. And in the Akdama to Birchas HaZevach, Rabbi Shmuel writes, I was left Nechei Raglaim Upiseach. I was limping and lame. Sounds like he limped after that, all because of that fall that he jumped out to try to save himself. He continues, Reb Shmuel, V'sham Nilkach Meitin, over there in Lublin, in that city outside Lublin, was taken from me, Kaspi V'Zahavi, all my money, V'li Beisi, and Shnei B'Noisak, Tanish and Ergo, my two young daughters that were killed, Gam Kol Kisvi HaKoyde, Shechibarti al Kamashita Satalmud, and I had Svarim that I wrote on Kamashita Satalmud V'Apoiskim, HaKol Nilkach Haide Listim Arurim, it was taken through those cursed bandits. Kayisi Mushal Chmurachayiv, he says, I was thrown out into the street. Miskoy L'Baldam, I was wallowing in blood. Rav lalechem etzamalamayim, I was starving, I was thirsty, orom, I was naked, v'yachav, and I was barefoot. Kivshitu me'alai levushi. They took off my clothing when nisharti aram, and I wasn't clothed. Kimaksainis levar, only had a shirt on me. Upamim rabbi says, many times, ha'itzieni alistim larigo. They took me out to be killed. Ufashati tzavori ketzayin latabach. And I stretched out my neck like a sheep to be shechted. In my book, in my sefer that I wrote on Sfira, so when I talk about Vilna, Tav Tezvav, I bring this little piece from Avraham Shmuel Kaidenover, just to see, show what was going on there. Hashem berachamav, he continues, Hashem and his rachmanos ha'israel, he left me over, v'yatzileini mecherev mamish, and he saved me mamish from the sword. His son writes, v'yizak Shmuel al Hashem b'leiv nishbar, kinuto me'itanu kesev v'zov, Shmuel cried out to Hashem with a broken heart, because all the gold and silver was taken, v'sifrei kodesh lein mizbar, and an unbelievable amount, can't even count sifrei kodesh, v'nergush de'achyosim, my two sisters were killed, v'ani apot, and I was the young one. This is what his son writes, karuch ha'isi acharei imi v'avi, I was karuch, and I was clinging after my father, my mother, v'isi mispalish v'afer, and I also was rolling around in the dirt, so his young son was... His young son was saved, even though his two married daughters were killed. His two married daughters were killed. In Emunah Shmuel Simon Lamentas, he writes, "Ilohaya biyadeinu sefer yam shel shleimai." Now, I just want to point out who this son was. This son was the author of the Kav Hayasher. His son was the author of the Kav Hayasher. That was this son. Maybe the next year will be about him. In Emunah Shmuel he writes, "Ilu haya b'deinu sefer yam shel shleimai." If we would have in our hands the sefer yam shel shleimai, haya mizbarim, we could have clarified what he said. He said, "Chaval ki nilkach miti asfarim shli beitz asher yad Hashem noga bi biyosi bikak lublin v'mapeichu b'sreif asher toraf Hashem." He says, "But these farm were taken from me when I was the yad Hashem noga bi when I was in Lublin in the mapeichu and the sreif asher toraf Hashem." In Simchav Dalit he talks about over there that. He talks about, you know, the Gemara in Yevamos talks about you have to see someone who Rachman al-Tzlam was killed, you have to see him within 3 days to be able to be made who he is. He says, "Kemedumali shakal harugei Lublin, Hashem yikim damim, all those who were killed in Lublin, you couldn't see them within 3 days of their death, laharigasan, kiareikim yimach shemam, because those reikim hargu v'gazlu v'chamsu, they killed and they plundered yoyusim izayin yamin zacharzeh, for more than 7 days, one after the next, so you can't even be meyed on the people who they saw, who were Nebuch killed." Now, from there started his travels. His son writes in Akdama to Birch Shmuel, "Kasher hisu esanu, when Hashem had us wander, heir teirasai b'medinas Ostreich kula. My father's teira illuminated in Austria." Ostreich. "V'yisimai nezer abonus al reisha lemaila," and they gave him the nezer, the rabonus, in which city? The city of Luz, l'rishayna. The first place was the city of Luz. Today it's called like Luck, L-U-C-K. It's about 200 kilometers west of Vienna. So he's going all the way from Lublin, is like northeast Poland, all the way down to Austria. It's about 600, I'm sorry, I don't know how long, it's far. It's far from Lublin to there. I guess I forgot to write down how far it is. But it's pretty far. Now, in his Haskama to the Sefer Nachla Svi, he signs it, Hagor Beis Ata Bikak Luz B'Medinas Ostreich Shnas, and the way you spell it out, whatever the Rosh Hashanah is there, it's Tuf Yud Ches. So in Tuf Yud Ches, he got to Austria and to this city called Luz. Now, on his way, in the back of the Sefer Chanukah Satera from the Rebbe Heschel, we said before, there's a Kuntra Zachron. So over there, the author says a story that he heard from Rebbe Yechayim Meisels, the Lozhe Rav, Zichrayim Lebracha, who was an enikel of Reb Shmuel Kaidenover. So he said the following story. Rebbe Yechayim told it to this person. He says that when he was wandering, he came to Krakow, close to Sukkot. Now, I can't tell you for sure if it was on this part of the trip. As we'll see, he was back and forth so many numerous times, I don't know. But this is, I just decided to put it here. So, he came near to Sukkot, and he went around, and he asked the Gabbai to put him up. You know, they put the Aniyim up, and the guests, by a rich person. Why? Because he wanted to be a Sukkah that he should be able to sleep in. Because he was Bachmer, to sleep in the Sukkah. I saw somewhere in... It's a sefer in the Hakdama to Reb Jungreis' sefer that he even used to sit in the sukkah during the rain or something. He was pouring, they would change his clothing, even though it was mamash soaking wet. Okay, that was his chumrah. So he went there, and he was given the place, they went to the sukkah, and the son-in-law of the Balabayas, after the Suda, brought a whole bunch of pilots for him, and he told him that the Rebbe Reb Heschel is going to say a shir tomorrow and have to prepare for the shir. So he told him, what's the shir on? So Reb Shmuel told him, okay, when the Rebbe Reb Heschel is going to ask this kasha, you're going to give this teretz. And over he kept telling him, and if he's going to ask this, he say this. So the next day, this younger man over here is in the shir of the Rebbe Reb Heschel. Reb Heschel asks the kasha, and he says a teretz. The Rebbe Heschel says not teretz. After a while, the Rebbe Heschel said to him, I don't understand something. How overnight did you become a charv and a lamdin? He says, do you have a guest in your house? So he says, yeah, we have a guest. So the Rebbe Reb Heschel said, Chaya Roishi made a shvua. That must be my Talmud Reb Shmuel. If Ashtayda was his Talmud, Reb Shmuel Kaidunayver, Miyad Shalach Loi Vesomach Itay Simcha Gedoyla Kesimchas Reyem Ahuvim. So that's a story that Rebbe Yechai Meisels said over about the travels and the relationship between Reb Shmuel and the Rebbe Reb Heschel. His son in the Akdama continues and says that over there in Luz, he writes, Hayu Oimdim, Talmidim, Kufim, the Talmidim would stand there listening to him. And like he said before, that he was married to Rasai Bibedinas Ostreich Kulon, the Tyre Ostreich. From there, says his son, he went to the city of Firth, which is 245 kilometers northwest of this city of Luz in Germany. In Nachla Shiva Simon Lamed, he signs it. Now, it's not clear if he was a Rav there, as we'll see in a second. It's not clear that he was a Rav there. But he signs in Nachla Shiva Simon Lamed, HaTorah, the busy one, Aron Shmuel Mivilna, Chosim Pai Firda, Le'es Atam, now in Firda, Yoim He, Yudav Yomim, B'chaydeh Shemarbim, Simcha Chaim. Simcha Chaim is Tav Chaf Aleph. So in Tav Chaf Aleph, he was in Firda. And in Simon Nun Beis there in Nachla Shiva, he also signs another letter. Again, this was on a Thursday. Yudav Yamim, there Paif Yurda Machmas Tirdus Hatzibro Amos Alai. He says, because of the tears of the Tzibur that are on me, Lahashke Divre Rivais Bisharayim. So I don't know if it's because he was the Dayan or he was brought there to quiet things down. Layucha Laharich, he says, because I'm so busy with this, I can't be Marich. Yoim Vav Samach Lashabis, Shmais Chaim Simcha Tav Chaval, same thing. So it was the next day. It was the next day of. That was Yoim Hay and this was Yoim Vav. The Chacham Tzvi in Kufel Amal Alf writes that he came, he says, when I was coming, Avarti Derech Firda, I went through the city of Firda, and he writes in the Tshuva there, he had a problem with the Eruv over there. I think we might have mentioned this in the Shem the Chacham Tzvi, and the end he says that the Rabbanim said, Noagu came Bimei Rabbanim HaGedolim, that they already were Noag like this in the earlier days of the Rabbanim HaGedolim. One of those Rabbanim HaGedolim was the remainder of Shmuel Kaidunayver. Now, Reb Shmuel Nakdama continues, V'nosei si al-kanfei nisharim, v'nisim uva'oises uva'oisim gedolim. I was carried al-kanfei nisharim, with nisim, oises, moisim gedolim, v'shivani l'sholim in b'ni. So he skipped out. Reb Shmuel, he just went straight from Lublin, straight to the next stop, which is going to be to Nikolsburg. But like we said, his son said the stop's in the middle. So he writes, Hashem, he took me, L'shalom, with my young son, L'medinas Merin, Kak Nikolsburg, which now from Firda is 550 kilometers southeast. I mean, he's mamish, you look at your map, he's all over the map. And they're machzik me, and it sounds like there was a yeshiva there. He wasn't the Rav of Nikolsburg. The Tzemach Tzedek, who was the Rav, had already been nifter in Shvat of Tav Chaf Aleph. So this was a little after that, because in Adar of Tav Chaf Aleph, he was still in Firda. And his son, the son-in-law, the Avodas HaGeshuni, seems to be, was the Rav at that time. But it sounds like he had a yeshiva there. He says, they came to me, the Adarim, Lishay Mibeiri, to draw from my Be'er, to learn from him. Now, his son writes about Nikolsburg as the next stop. Vayotze Tzitzu Parach Sheshana, and he gave out his flowers over there, and his fruit, and it sounds like I'm saying that he had a yeshiva over there. Then he went to Kak Gluga HaGedayla, the big Gluga, and that's 400 kilometers north of Nikolsburg. And then Ad Kitorim Lekak Raisha V'chal Menei Medina. And then he went to Raisha, and which is in Poland, and called Menei Medina of Poland. That's from Gluga, is 500 kilometers southeast of Gluga. Raisha is about 160 kilometers east of Krakow. So we're going all around now. is Talmud, Rav Gavriel, wrote Askama on the Sefer Tiferet Shmuel, and he writes, Kasher Yitzakti Mayim Al Yidei Meir V'Rabbi Agoin, I learned from Meir V'Rabbi B'Yoy Sheichen L'Shvatav, it's a cute play on words, not Sheichen L'Shvatav with a base, L'Shvatav, like a Sheifet, he was Sheichen L'Shvatav, Machen V'Kisay Nachen Haya B'Kak Raisha M'Bedin Aspilet. So we have Eidos that he was his Talmud in his yeshiva in Raisha. His son in Akdama writes that Misham Niskabel Irvein B'Yisrael Kak Frankfurt Domain. From there, he went all the way back to Germany, to Frankfurt. Also very long Mahalech. And that was in about the years Tav Chav Ches. Because in Tav Chav Tes, he was called from Frankfurt north to Hamburg. There was a shail over there about the Rabbanus of Hamburg. As we know, there were three cities, the cities of Ehu. And the shail of Hamburg, so to speak, like broke off. And the Shartzion was the Rav for a little bit. There was a Shiloh what to do, if they could break off, not break off. And he was called there to figure that out. And he signed on the Psak there, Chof Menachemov, Tav Chof Tes, Aron Shmuel, Achoy Nekak, Frankfurt, Choysen Poi, Hamburg. I live in Frankfurt, but I'm signing here in Hamburg. So that was close after he came. He already went north to Hamburg to take care of that issue. Now, in the Sefer Mate Levi, is Kailal in a three Svarim. One of them is called Eight Barzel, which is a Kuntres of Shemois, of Ksav Yad Yoshen, of Gittin in Frankfurt. And there's many Gittin over there that he brings. The Mesader Aget was Rav Shmuel Kaidenoiver, for example, in Simen Vav. HaMesader Hoya Gaivin Rav Shmuel Kaidenoiver. This was the earliest get there that he writes the Mesader was Rav Shmuel. Yoim Beis Yud Gimel Cheshvan Tav Chav Ches. In the Haggah, over there, the author... The Mate Levi writes that that Rav Shmuel Kaidenoiver became the Rav in Frankfurt Yud Gimel Tishrei Tav Chav Ches. Again, the first get was a month later Yud Gimel Cheshvan, and he writes he was here until Tav Lamed Dalid, so there for 6 years. And he says, like it says in later on in Sivkat and Tezayin, that the last get he was Mesader was Chav Vav Nisan Tav Lamed Dalid. So seemingly around then was the end of his Rabbanus in Frankfurt. Now his son continues that from Frankfurt, Vayigmal Shkedim and Iskabel Lekak Bristolita. Now he went all the way to Brisk, which is all the way on the other side. Valkal Medinas Lita Verusia Halereish Leevan Pina, and on the Medinas of Lita and Russia, Brisk is over there. Is Lita and Russia? So is he back to his original roots over there? He became the Rav. Now all the historians have Brisk before Frankfurt. As we'll see later, it might be clear like that, but this is how his son wrote it. Now, either way, they say that if you look in the Rishima of the Rabbanim of Brisk, his name is not there. Exactly when he was there, every place he was in, even if he went before Frankfurt, he was there for a short amount of time. If he went after Frankfurt, he was a short amount of time, as we'll see, because he was only Itaf Lamedalit. He was only alive for another 2 more years. Okay, he continues his son and says, Ki ita heya chachma veita tfuna, and because he had the chachma veita tfuna, and that's why he was the Rav, and he was the one who was in charge on all Medinas Lita, Russia, Achin is Kabalir Krakow, and then he went all the way back to the city of Krakow. So whether it was from Brisk to Krakow, whether it was from Frankfurt to Krakow, he's coming back to his roots in Poland. And his Talmud that we mentioned before of Gavriel in the Askam, he continues that I learned by him in Raisha Vacher Zeniskabel Lamatsky Losenu. He was accepted as a Meir Tzedek, as a Dayan in Arkehila of Krakow. Yeshafti my Bevezdin Shashmul Haramasi. I sat with him in the Bezdin of Shmul Haramasi. Shimashdi Asmeir Again. I was Meshamishim. Varisi called Dvorov. And I was able to see all of his words in his psakim that he gave out, that he was zoicha to have teres emes befiu. His son continues and it says, "Karka de kulei bay uvayisavu lishmaya mipiavi," over there in Krakow, and it's a play on words, "Karka de kulei bay," that everyone's over there, Karka. Like Krakow, the Kule Bay, it's like a city. Krach, it's Krakow spelled with a kuf. This is with a chaf. Chaf reish chaf. Like the city, the Kule Bay, Krakow, the Kule Bay. They all came to him to hear from him. Al Tamidim, Leinosa, Lafayim, Truma, the Tamidim didn't sleep. Vehigi, Rupirsh, the Tamidim, Talumais, and he was told the Tamidim all different types of things. So he had a yeshiva over there in Krakow. And the truth is, he had yeshivas, as we said, in numerous places. And you see in his Svarim, his yeshivas took on a chashivas to his learning. For example, in Tiferes Shmuel, Bava Kama, Tzadi Gimel, Amud Beis, in Bava Metzia, Samach Beis, Amud Aleph, in Chulin Savach Ches, He writes, "Uvi yeshiva l'talmidim mikshesi." In the yeshiva, I ask my talmidim, "In birchas hazevach zvachim chavpeis kishazichisi lomay b'yeshiva parakalabaser diktakti." When I was eichet to learn yeshiva parakalabaser, I was medayik the following. In Nachal Hashiva, Shai Lomem, he writes, Achein Avoy B'Ksara, after write briefly, Machmas Tirdus HaTalmidim Uvnei Yeshivasi Eila Yoyim Yoyim Yidroishun. They're coming to me day after day, B'Gemara Ashi Taisus, Uvichilukim, Hanuagim B'Aschilas Hazman Grama, and especially B'Shailas, that are Nohog in the beginning of the Zman, Aschilas Hazman Grama, so therefore I have to say, B'Kitzer, so you see, the yeshiva was, wherever he was, his yeshiva was a mainstay of his limud. Now, besides for his godless in Torah, in Shem HaGadolim, the Chidah, in Marech HaSvarim, there's a Kuncha Zachron by Gimel, Gilgulim, he says, Re'isi l'bal Birchas HaZevach, I saw the author of the Birchas HaZevach, in his Sefer Birchas Shmuel ala Torah Parsha Shoiftim, he writes, V'atik Seid HaGilgulim, I'll say over here, I'll tell you the Seid of Gilgul, Masha Motzasi, what I found, V'kibalti mi b'rabbeisin, I was Mekal from Rabbeim, Uksosam Shem Nignuli, and some were revealed to me, Misayid Hashem li'ireyav. Ad Kan L'Shoinei, so that's what he wrote in Shoiftim, says the Chidah, Ureze Chidush. Look, this is something new. Denira the Hagoyin Azal, the Hagoyin Zal. Milvad Chochma Sebishasu Boiskim, besides his Chochma and Shasim Boisim. Vitoikev Bikiusai, and his Bikius, Kidnoidim Isvarav, like is well known from Isvarim. Oida Cheres Hayaloi. The Hayaloi Asaga, he had Asaga in Gilgulim and in Kabbalah, v'niglu elav Gilgulim neshamas, which is interesting. I would have thought when he said niglu li misayid Hashem li reyav, that means revealed to me, like because Hashem reveals secrets to the reyim. He understood that to mean that it was niglu elav Gilgulim neshamas. Neshamas came to him and were niglu elav. That's what it sounds like that the Chidah is saying. In Shem HaGedolim and the entry of Rav Aaron Shmuel Kadenaiver, he also writes, Birchas Shmuel ala Torah are Jerushim Niflaim, Visham Harayat Chazaka Gamadarachemis. Over there he shows that he had a strong hand even in Kabbalah. And in the Haskama that Rav Shmuel wrote to the Sefer called Safra Ditznius of the Yaakov, he writes, Anoichi Atzar, I the young one, Ta'amti, I tasted a little bit. Biksas Rozi Ater Mipek Kodesh, he learned from the author of that Sefer. Vigilili Kami Roza de Rozin, and he revealed to me some secrets. Now, the Shem HaGedolim, the Chidah writes another interesting. V'raisi Kosov, and I saw written, D'harav Hoya Mehader Talmud Mechidusha Bizman Noyad. He would chazer over his own Chidushim that he was Mechadish Bizman Noyad at certain times. Now, the Shevet Musar in Parachaf writes, that a person, not only is he chayiv in Pirya Verivya physically, he's chayiv in Pirya Verivya Batayra. You're chayiv to produce chidushim Batayra, shenemar yishritzu hamayim ein mayim elatayra. He says a person should be mechadish chidushim, and that it should be chokuk aliba. The chidushim you mechadish, they should be ingrained on your heart. V'chein shamati oimir malarav reshmul kaidenayver. Had a set time to chazer over all of his own chidushim, that it should be chakuk alibay. That is what he and the Chidah was saying the same thing. Now his son in the Kav HaYosher Perek Kuf writes, Tzorach Adam Lizar, a person has to be careful, that even if he knows the kavanus of tefillah al pi Kabbalah, when you are betzibur, you're not allowed to daven barichus with all the kavanas. Rak yispalu kipshutai, yispalu kipshutai. V'chein reisi lav ovi hagoyin, I saw my father, and other gedalim, he writes, that they knew all the kavanas that tefila, betzibur lohir marichim betzvila, and these may be make fun of, maligim al people who are marich too much because of these kavanas. Very interesting thing. Now let's see, his sefer birchas hazevach. In Nakdama, he continues after he writes all of his travails, he writes, or some of them at least, he says, Zochisani, I was Zoiche, Vahori Mash Besevi, Nakadosh Baruch, lifted me up from the Ashbois, Hakimusin, Leishav, he lifted, put me up to sit, Ladun, Lohiris. So Amarti, I said, Lohitis, I have to thank Hashem. How am I going to thank Hashem? I remembered, he says, it says, Kol Oisuk Betaira Kil Hikriv, Vyoisuk Betaira, especially Karbonis, as if you brought the Karbonis. So Panisi Mikoleska, I lasik Besei the Koshim. So I turned away from all of my asakim to be Isaac and say the kodshim. Acharo iun arav, after much iun, v'kama madurais, and many different versions, shal sakti by kama shanim. I was Isaac in the Sefer for many years, at shiagati matzasi. And he writes, many of the things I said in front of my Rebbe or Rav Heschel, and he says, I quote him on numerous of them as well, but many of the Kedushim I told him as well. The Karas, he says, I called it Birchas HaZevach, because Birchas HaZevach is Gematria Aaron v'Shmuel. Gam l'aniyaz daiti, lo yuchal b'nei gili v'talmideh. He says, I also believe that anyone my age and my talmidim could not approach a limud seidezeh, to learn kachim, achiyainu b'chibur ezeh. You can't learn kachim until you learn my sefer. And it says by Shmuel, ki lo yuchal ha'am adashi yivarech ha'zevach. It says by Shmuel, but Am couldn't eat until Shmuel made a brach on the zevach. So Memele, he says, you can't come to kachim until you have my birchas ha'zevach of Shmuel. In his sefer Amuna Shmuel Simen Mehei, he writes to Sifri Asher Karasi Birchas Hazevach, my sefer that I called Birchas Hazevach. He says Hashem Yebaozvi Lohitzi Lor. Hopefully Hashem will help me print it. Ki Uchibur Nechman. It's a very dear chibur. Umi Ameinu Leinasa Adaita. And from all of our days, nothing was made like it ad ato until now. And the Shem Agdolim calls it chibur Nifla Kav Vinaki. And the Sharblad, it also says, Uchiber Nifla Vamiti Lamita Shalteira from Marein Rav Aaron Shmuel, Bekak Frankfurt. So it was printed when he was in Frankfurt. Who brought it to print? It says it was printed Ayde Hassan Hamelech, his son-in-law, Marein Rav Nochem Katz, that's the Shach's brother. And he writes, Vizas Chalasai, and we started it in the year of Mishpat, Tav Chav Tes, like we said, he was in Frankfurt, he had just come to Frankfurt. Tav Chav Ches, he came to Frankfurt. Amsterdam, bidfus in the printing of a certain person, but then it says very cryptically, Saif Daf Kufla Megimla Gemira. That was printed by this printer only from page Kufla Megimla until the end. Now, so I saw somewhere in one of the Taldas they bring from a page that was at the end of the Berachas HaZevach. I didn't see it. Maybe Rav Moshe, my Yedidi Rav Moshe, has a first printing that has this page in there. He could send it to me, but he writes that his son-in-law writes that that the first half of till Kufla Gimel there was another printer who was Meramoy, so you tricked him. I don't know exactly what happened. And he writes, Imavi the Saper Kalamaris Vatayis, if I tell you all the happenings and travails till I printed this, he says I would have pages and pages and pages and pages, and I wouldn't even get to half the story. Al-Khatsi Asibra Leagia. Now, in the Hakdama, the way his son-in-law writes, it sounds like that the Toshvei Brisk are the ones who really asked him to come print the Sefer, and he says he left his wife behind and he went to Amsterdam. Now, if that's true, that they're the ones who ma'irah to do it, but when it was printed in Tav Chav Tes, or at least started to be printed in Tav Chav Tes, he was already in Frankfurt, Reb Shmuel, so that would lend to the way the historians say that he was first in Brisk and then in Frankfurt, not the way his son had it, and it sounds like that he went to start printing it they were Ma'irim, at least to start, that his father-in-law wanted him to do when he was in Brisk, but it only actually started later in Tav Chav Tes, when he was actually in Frankfurt. That's what it sounds like. Okay. Now we know, as we said, he had a Sefer Amunah Shmuel, Chuvas, Tiferes Shmuel, which is on the Rosh, Hagoyis on the Rosh and on the Tor. Now the Shema Gedolim, the Chida writes, the Chidush Marash Kardanover Amuzker Betaz Chayshim Mishpat. When you have the Chidushim of Marash Kardanover that is mentioned in the Taz and Chayshim Mishpat, you should know it's from the Sefer Tiferes Shmuel. Those are the Hagois on the Rosh and on the Tor. I put it into the Tadayt HaChachma to search in Chayshim Mishpat. I found that the Taz quotes him, I found at least 75 times he quotes Mimar Shak from Rav Shmuel Koydenover. His son writes, Vayim lach Shmuel kol Medinas Poylim, now he's in Krakow, and he was Moilich on all of Medinas Poylim, but that was in Tafla Medalin, we know he left Frankfurt. And the year Tafla Medvav, he writes his son, Nechaz Oren HaKodesh, B'yutas L'Chodesh, on the 19th of Tammuz of Tafla Medvav. What happened was, he went to a meeting of the Vat Arba Rotzes in a city about 100 kilometers north of Krakow called Chamelnik or something like that, and he was nifter suddenly there, and for some reason they buried him over there in Chamelnik. That's where he is. There's a new matzeva that was put up recently for him over there, and that's where his kvura is. As we see, he was in many, many different cities. He himself writes in Simen Mem Gimel, when he wants to talk about a certain minute, he says, in all the Mekaymah Shahisi, all the places I was in. Now, he doesn't mention the cities, but he mentions the countries. Dinas Poilin, Lita, Russia, Ostreich, Marin. He didn't even talk about Ashkenaz, and he skipped a few, but still, he was all over the place. Now, according to, assuming he was born in Shin Ayin Dalid, which is 1614, and he was Nifter in 1676. So, again, 1614. So he was all of 62 years old, according to that, when he was Nifter. Others make him that he was born later, so he was even younger than that. But it sounds like he was Nifter suddenly with Mayamav. But as we see, he was from the Gedolei Olam at the time, a Yid that was clearly a life of Tzaris, that even with when he says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved me and all that, but as we see, he traveled and traveled and was always on the move. This was Rabbi Aaron Shmuel Kaidenover, as he called himself, Aaron Shmuel Mivilna. It's interesting that they, in the Hakdama to the Birchas HaZevach, when he signs it, so to speak, it says, Num HaTarad Aaron Shmuel Ben Ladon Yavi Reish HaKotzer of Yisrael, Mitoshvei Kak Vilna, HaNikra Rebbe Shmuel Kaidenover. So I don't know if he's the one who wrote HaNikra and Shmuel Kaidenover, and they put in Rebbe Shmuel Kaidenover, or he just signed it Aaron Shmuel Ben Yisrael, and when his son-in-law printed it, he called him HaNikra Rebbe Shmuel Kaidenover. But this is, you see that it's not us, so to speak. He had both names. He was called Shmuel Kaidenover, even though he signed always himself as Aaron Shmuel Mivilna. Schuso Yogin Aleinu Va'Kol Yisrael. Have a wonderful day, everybody. Have an easy tainus, everybody, and kol tov.